6:00 p.m., second meeting of the lunch. So if you would, stand with me, we're gonna open with a prayer, and we'll have another prayer for allegiance, those of you that work in this room.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the crowd that's gathered here, for the opinions that are expressed, for the employees that make up this fine county workforce, for the taxpayers that support us. We just ask your blessings upon all, and we continue to encourage open opinions and the ability to express those opinions without fear. We just ask now for your guidance over this meeting. Bless the homecoming parade that will begin here shortly, and just thank you again for this budget process. We pray for your continued wisdom. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I did not have any requests to speak for item number one, but just to be sure, public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with section 551.042. We'll start off the meeting with that. Are there any requests?
Yeah, do you want to talk about burn ban, what we're doing with that? Remove away.
Yeah, I think I'll wait for closing comments on that. No, I'll go ahead and open that can. I might as well, because I might forget it. You might too. Chief McRae did come to visit me first thing this morning, and despite the conversation we had about a week ago, he was not anticipating getting the rainfall that we got, and he was pleasantly surprised that we did exceed his expectations. He was not expecting to change his attitude on this, but he said, "I am coming to you with the recommendation that we lift the burn ban." Now, that action cannot be taken tonight because we don't have it on the agenda. We couldn't get it on the agenda quick enough to meet the 72-hour rule. It is on the meeting for this Friday. We have a special meeting this Friday at 9 a.m. That issue will be on the agenda at that time. I have not spoken with the commissioners. I don't know what their opinions will be, but now they know as much as I know. That has been the sheriff's, that has been the chief's recommendation. We'll make that formal announcement at that time. So technically speaking, no, the burn ban has not been lifted, but in your and my conversation, we have decided that we're going to back off a bit on the enforcement issue and not be quite as sticky as we have been while we were under a formal, well-deserved burn ban. Okay. Is that being ambiguous enough?
Yes,
Judge, before you go to think Nancy, I do want to clarify one thing from the last
hearing. Okay, if you, and I'll add to that a little bit too, I was going to say that for closing comments, but Carl would like to speak. If you pull that mic a little bit closer towards you, what he wants to address has to do with, you know, whether or not we're actually raising taxes.
Right. Under the proposed budget that we have, we are actually reducing taxes by $460,000. That's how much the valuations went down, more than the small amount we had to increase the interest and sinking fund to pay the bond payments.
Which was a scheduled increase, as I recall, based upon the life of those bonds?
Well, it was the same amount. Our part to participate in is $3.1 million. That's the same amount that we participated in the year before, but with the valuations being reduced,
there's not an option. We have to pay that obligation, right, which is a fixed amount, and we raise the tax,
right,
in order to be
on
able
the
to do
IRS that. Side. But we did reduce the overall property taxes by $460,000 in the budget. Now, as part of that, to offset some of that, the Sheriff's Department took some cuts that have been mentioned before, but each one of the precincts in the budget, I reduced the expenditures in each precinct by $25,000. So each precinct also reduced their budget by $25,000 as part of trying to compensate for those reduced. So there have been some other reductions made. It's a little harder to reduce 5% and some of the other elected officials' offices, like the tax assessor collector. If you're not going to reduce their payroll, there's not a lot of areas for them to do any reducing. They have postage, they have office supplies, and that's about it. And they run those offices pretty lean in every elected official's case, so there's not a lot of room in those departments to make a lot of cuts. But the four precincts did agree to reduce their budgets by $25,000 each, which helped us keep the deficit that we're going to run in the budget down to about 360. But we did reduce. We're not going to collect. We're going to collect $460,000 less property taxes this year than we collected last year per the budget.
Looking at last year was $580 million package.
Right.
They went to 460 this year.
Right.
And at 39.99, 40 cents is what our present tax rate is. And based on that, that's a decrease of $480,000 there, right there.
Right.
And property value. Other property went down also, so there's another decrease that we lost on the ag exemption. I think about $30,000 on the buildings got paid. So we're talking about $500,000 on just on our 39.99.
Well, using the numbers that she gave him, and not, you know, the numbers, they always change because she gives us a valuation of July 31st, and those valuations can continue to change. There are people that file protests that may not be settled until October, November, and different things like that. But based on the numbers they gave me, the valuations for last year were $2,375,319,413. And the valuation for this year was $2,201,142,015. So that's the number she gave me to work from. And using those numbers and using the tax rates, we will collect $8,848,500 in property taxes this year. And that's what I used in the budget. And last year, we would have collected $9,308,900. So those are the differences in the numbers that we budgeted. They may change a little bit because ongoing assessment, arguments that haven't been settled yet. But for the most part, they don't change a whole lot from that. But that is the number. So we actually are collecting less money, and it's reflected in the budget that we're collecting less money. We're expecting our sales tax revenue to be up, and that's covering part of that difference. But each one of y'all agreed to cut your expenses by $25,000, and that is also reflected in the budget. I wanted to clarify that one point.
And therefore, in all likelihood, we'll be using some of our fund balance in order to meet this year's obligations.
We're budgeted to use $360,000. Now, hopefully, we won't use that. Hopefully, we won't.
We've identified some areas where we think we can meet that, but it's a pretty lean budget.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Looking
to
make sure I'm good. The interest don't change. I'm looking at the financial. 2012, we got an interest sheet here, page 36, and it shows what our interest is going to be through 2036 on the bonds. It's all
right. Yes, it should go down all the time. Is that interest? I haven't looked at that, but
yeah,
it should be going down.
Go down to 500,000 this year.
But the total amount that we have to contribute to help with the deal is the same amount as 3.1 million, and that's also using about $4 million of the bond proceeds for interest that was budgeted to be used. Yeah, I'm sure that's right. I mean, I don't have my numbers broke down here, but that's probably right. $8.871 million and $8.876 million is the total requirements. So for the year coming up, it's actually $5,000 more than it was last year.
On the interest?
Well, on the total.
Total principal and interest.
Yeah.
All the principal.
Yes, it's up $5,000. And there's about $4 million, I think, roughly. I don't have that figure in front of me. There was about $13 million in the bond proceeds that they knew we would need to use to help make these interest payments. for the first 3 or 4 years until the project was finished. And at that point, the state would start kicking in their $8 million a year to help make the payments. So that interest is figured in there. And that, along with our $3.1 million, is what it takes to make the payments, which if this says it's 8.876, I'm sure that's what my numbers show too.
We can reduce it by that much when we start getting that. But well, it should be the same. What would we do with that? $8 million?
Well, we'll start making a little bit more principal payments, because right now we're not paying any principal on the big bonds. We're just paying interest.
Item number two, consider and possibly approve minutes from the September 6th, 2013 regular meeting of the Commissioners' Board.
Judge, that's good at those. I might want to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Hemp to accept those minutes, and a second by Commissioner Hockaday. All in favor of the approval of those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And there are none. Item three, status report on Titus County pass-through projects. Maybe some extra copies if anybody over there would like to see this in print. Does the parade start at 7:30? Do you happen to know?
I think it's 6:30.
Judy, what is the 7:00?
7:30.
Started at 7:30?
7:30, okay.
Oh, well.
Or do you think they'll be through? Where does it start from? The city center? Okay. I'm just going to try to get you out of here where you don't run in and get locked in here to the little parade. This is a our typical monthly update from Pate Transportation. It's phases. Contract administration related to US 271, a major part of our project. We've got highway pavement specialties, endless construction, Southwest Environmental, Interstate Barricades, Lone Star Barrier, R.K. Hall, Mica Corp, T.J. Lambert, Texas Traffic Control Systems, Treadway, and of course Williams Brothers on the job. All the certified payrolls have been received through August. Moving on to 2348. Well, let me say that 91% is where we stand on the DBE reports. The pay estimate for Williams Brothers has been processed through August the 25th. FM 2348, out here on the east side of town, we've got these contractors on the job: Southwest Environmental, Striving Technologies, and HH Howard. This one's winding down. All certified payrolls have been received through the end of August. We had a EEOC, Equal Opportunity, Employment Opportunity Compliance Review was conducted on that particular project over the last couple of months, and a follow-up field visit was conducted by the compliance officer on September 17th. A debrief with that officer confirmed that no deficiencies were noted. On our FM 4000 project, the leg that goes between Tractor Supply out to Chapel Hill School, we have the following on the job: James Construction, Southwest Environmental, Jacob Construction, and FBL and Associates. All certified payrolls are up to date through the end of August. Engineering is the next topic on Highway 271. The engineering staff's been working on getting right-of-way monuments in place for the project, as well as finalizing change order number 10. Which we will see at our next meeting. Change order number 10 will include costs for additional asphalt transitions on existing 271 and some credits for using uncoated rebar versus epoxy-coated rebar on the bridge railing. Revisions to the project signage throughout the entire project and exchanging temporary grass that will no longer be used for the addition of seed to be used with another item to provide cool and warm seed as on. After all this is tabulated, there will be a zero cost related to this change order. On 2348 at this time, right-of-way monuments are being placed by K.L. Kilgore for final acceptance from TxDOT. The staff is currently working with engineers to have the right-of-way map updated based on TxDOT's final acceptance criteria. FM 4000, the right-of-way monuments are scheduled to be placed after the FM 2348 job is complete. completed, assuming that they'll be out of the way of construction. County Road 4710 will be closed soon with a very short detour to access FM 1735 to allow for subgrade and base operations to proceed. Environmental related, on US 271, Mr. Plucker, our paid environmental affairs associate, says that monitoring wells have been pulled from the former Cameron Auto Salvage site. Final paperwork for this closure will be filled this week. On 2348, Mr. Plucker is on site there today performing an evaluation on the project for termination of the stormwater and the US ACE permit, which is a requirement under the pass-through program. Construction related, Highway 271, Williams Brothers continues working all aspects of the project. Here's a brief description of the work done over the next couple of weeks. On the north end of the project, Williams Brothers have started placing reinforced concrete pavement on the northbound frontage road and the US 67. Both the slip form crew and the hand crew are in the area working. Once the concrete is placed, both crews will resume onto the main lanes, filling in the gaps from FM 1000 moving north. This time, Williams Brothers is setting concrete panels on spans number 1 and 2 at County Road 2040. Williams Brothers is currently setting concrete girders for the bridge over the Blackman Railroad on US 271. Williams Brothers has completed the concrete paving at FM 899 and is working to have this road open by next week. That'll be good news. FM 2348, Howard and Sons, continues to make great progress on this project along with their subs. Over the next couple of weeks, the project is very close to completion. Currently, Howard is working on the punch list and is scheduled to be completed by the end of the week. The signal at FM 2348 and Highway 49 is now in full operation and is no longer just flashing. FM 4000, James Construction continues to make progress with their subs. Here are a few bullet points. At this time, most of the dirt work east of Park Creek is complete, and at this time, they're balancing areas for the subgrade. They're also busy removing existing slabs and roadways on the west end of the project to prepare for the earthwork. Tennyson Road is now completely closed to all three traffic, completely closed, and we are enforcing that. Utility related is the last item on FM 4000. This time the utility department is wrapping up the last couple of utilities to get them relocated and out of the way. AT&T has 3 conflicts in question. They're scheduled to have finished by the end of the month. Also, the city has a few conflicts that they've been working on relocating. They believe they can have this done by October 1 as well. The last conflict that they is working on is the lowering of the water, gas, and cable on Parcel 9, the Wilman property. We'll have a contract scheduled to lower the lines at the ditch area, thus removing any conflict this week. Commissioner, do you have anything to add to that report?
I had someone ask me, Judge, about the lapse on Highway 67. Are they going to be single lines? Are they just going to be the cost of that stuff?
Unless something's changed, just flashing lines.
Just flashing lines. My knowledge.
Now, there have been a couple of comments about the speed limit signs on 2348. I understand they've been set at 60. Faster than I expected.
TxDOT did that 2 weeks ago. They came and broke it.
Is that a final decision, or is that still to be determined?
My knowledge is anonymous. I'm already getting points for that. And I will read, I need to look into the point as well. That is one of the things that I would bring up.
Particularly that junction of East First and 48.
that's kind of had, what he put three yards, 23, 40 acres.
Terrible. It's a horrible line spot. They're going so fast coming over that hill, you don't see them till you're already out in front of them, and other way, the same one.
We will bring this up in the day.
That has already been brought up. We have discussed it, and I thought that they were going to make some changes, but they have not yet, so that will be an operator that again makes that way.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it should be. I really just, I like to pull that up.
Item number four, considering possibly approve the partial closure of County Road 3925. I'll let Commissioner Hens explain that.
This is, Mr. Estrella, he owns property there on both sides of the river. Where it is where it's 4.5 miles from County Road 3935, going all the way to 6/10 of a mile of Highway 71. He owns that, and he asked me if we could close that, him take it over, and he could maintain the road and just kind of keep traffic off his place.
So that takes how many miles off of your?
4.5 miles.
Okay. Nice reduction in your load.
What was it, the road getting into his property, or was it?
No, it goes through his property.
Huh?
He owns both sides of the road.
Yeah, let the road go to somewhere else?
It goes all the way out to Highway 71.
Highway 71, go to that town?
In roundabout way, yeah.
Who will this impact?
Him.
Literally, no one else uses that as a throughway?
Well, I haven't seen nobody that has used it. They've all been coming in the other way. So he just asked to close it.
I don't think we ever close the road. That would be mine. I would be in favor of that. He's the only one who drives. It starts on the highway and ends on the highway. I would be in favor of that.
Even if we got some additional information that seemed to prove that there wasn't anyone else using that? And I don't know if that's the case or not.
Well, I talked to Architects County Council Governors. They asked me if there was a bus route. I said no, it was not a bus route. And then they asked if the first responders would be able to use the road. I said yes, they would. I mean, he's not going to keep it closed per se, but at night, he's going to close the road, close the gates on his place. The other end, which is comes out of Highway 71, 6/10 of a mile, comes to the property owned by someone else, and it will be open from that point out of Highway 71. Just apart from where his property lines go.
Well, what are the potential negatives of closing that 4 miles of road, in your opinion? If there's none, say none. Is anything we should consider?
I don't want to be negative.
That's true.
Cemetery is on the end there, and that will be accessible to
big cab and have come through there.
Could we approve maybe a 3 month, 6 month closure and see if you get any backlash before this is finalized? I mean, I have no experience with this. This is going to make a bit of difference to me, and I feel like you've got a good feel for this. Like Commissioner Hockaday said, somebody may pop up and you didn't know this today.
And I know what he's talking about. I mean, is anybody going out breaking roads and stuff like that?
We need to go in first.
I'll support you whatever you tell me you think is right.
I'd like to make a motion to close for 4.5 miles.
Okay, I've got a motion by Commissioner Hinton to close this 4+ mile segment of 3925. I'll make a second on that. All those in favor of this closure say aye. Opposed? And we have one opposition, Commissioner Hockaday. All right, thank you very much. So on that same discussion, item number 5, consider possibly approving renaming 0.6 mile at the end of 3925. The proposal is to rename it to 3950, which I guess is a brand new name.
That is a new number, 0.6 mile.
Okay, and that's the last tail end of that 3925.
I'd like to make a motion to do that.
And you've renamed it a different name because now you've got two different segments.
Right.
Any questions about that? All right, we've got a motion by Commissioner Hinton. I'll second it. All those in favor of renaming 0.6 mile at the end of 3925 to a new County Road 3950, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There are none. Item number 6, consider and possibly approve accepting a donation from Tim Gentry of surplus property place. Commissioner Hinton, I believe that's your item as well.
Yes, sir. I had Mr. Gentry come to me or sent word to me that he had some concrete waste and he wanted to donate to the county for use of the culverts and porches. And I told him I talked to John Mark. He said, go ahead and put it on the agenda to do that. So I placed it on the agenda. I'd like to make a motion to do that.
Is there any limit as to how much he can bring and where does he bring it?
It's just a pile of it. It's probably the 2 of our truckloads full, and that's it.
Okay. Is he bringing it to us, or are you just saying it's there for you to use?
It's there for us. It's on his property. It's right there behind his shop there. We'd have to pick it up, take it where we need it.
All right. Would you like to make that
motion? I'd like to make that motion.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton to accept this concrete waste.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There are none. Item number 7, consider possibly approving waiving the entry fee to the Monticello County Park during the 5th annual Titus County Twin Lakes Jam Fest, October 11th through 18th. I know that you've got a project, so can you tell us about that?
A fifth year that we've done this. It's really worked out well. We're getting more and more people there every year. The same, it's a place that they set up about 3 camps, and the bigger they get, they'll set up 4 camps, but you just sit down there, and they start coming in on Friday, and Jam Fest that Saturday, Sunday, Monday, as long as people stay there, they just keep playing and keep singing. So it's a lot of it depends on the weather, but it's really been successful, people really enjoy it. And it's good entertainment. We're asking the court to waive the daily fee from that Friday to the next Friday. And of course, the hookups, electrical hookups, the water, they will be charged. But that way it gets everybody in there to go out there and listen and go around the camps they have set up. And I don't like that as a motion.
Right. Motion by Commissioner Fields and a second by Commissioner Hockaday. All in favor of waiving those fees, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And there's none. Thank you. Item number eight, consider and possibly approve a trade of property previously conveyed to Titus County as trustee. This was a piece of struck off property located in the Swan Oak subdivision in the Cason area. Let me see if I can simplify this explanation, and I'll provide you with, we have a situation there in this, there is a long string of lots here. And apparently, church built on a piece of property that they weren't really supposed to. They made a mistake and built in the wrong place. And Tim Taylor brought this to our attention, and they have said that they will give us, if they can have that one lot where they have put that church, they will give us two lots that they own. And I've looked at this and gone over this with Tim Taylor. It appears to be a good deal for us. There certainly is no negative to us in making this trade to accommodate this church so that they can have clear title to the church building that they've got. They'll end up, we'll actually end up with a better piece here at the end than we started with. And again, this is property that we couldn't even meet a minimum bid at previously. So I would ask that you would allow us to accept two lots for one and make this trade, clear this matter up.
I'm going to have a motion.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, a second by Commissioner Fields to approve this land swap that Tim Taylor has brought to us. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item number nine, consider and possibly approve a contract with CAPS Insurance to serve as insurance consultant for the fiscal year 2013-14. We have a group here for CAPS. See, whoever you would like to have represent you would be fine. I want to express my appreciation to you and Tony and your staff and Chris Kaplinger, who has helped us through a transitional year with our insurance, and it has not been without a few bumps, but honestly, there's been a lot fewer and a lot smaller bumps than I anticipated. I believe we, for whatever we want to give the credit, we saved a good deal of money. I'm grateful that our employees have been healthier this year, but I've also seen some significant savings that were a result of the insurance contract that you put in place for us, and I appreciate the guidance and leadership you've given us over several workshops in the last year. And we are having another opportunity where you're bringing in all your top folks that know how to answer these questions. And we're giving an opportunity for anybody that works in this county representing themselves or their spouse or their child to bring their papers, bring their denials, bring their complaints, bring their questions, their concerns, whatever it may be, and you will be there in person sitting at the table to answer those questions. And we're giving two different time slot opportunities. One will be at the commission's, excuse me, at the sheriff's office, and one will be here. That was this afternoon. How did that go?
Well, we had two people.
Two people showed up.
So they were there from 2:30 to what, 5:05?
Did you learn anything new at those meetings?
Really, I think their primary concern is about the drugs, not understanding what is a formulary and what's not a formulary. And we try to help them through that. And there are some things that we think we do want to suggest possibly for the next year. Example, step therapy. So if somebody has tried a generic drug, just can't take it, can't tolerate it, maybe can take that brand name drug for a less cost than it would normally be. Step therapy is normally in a contract. We copied your Health First contract. They did not have step therapy in it. So in turn, this is not
what
you have. So that was one of the biggest questions. The other thing is to maybe think about possibly considering doing a two and a half times copay for a 3 month supply. That was really our two biggest questions. People didn't know how much their drugs were and who came up with the formulary.
The second of those two meetings is tomorrow?
In the morning from 8 to 12, we'll be here.
And that will be right here in the courtroom?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You do not have to have a woman to come see us.
Take the number.
Yeah, we certainly want to be proactive in making sure all county employees understand their plan. I mean, there has been some, a little bit of confusion in the transition. We understand that. I mean, we're insurance folks, and we don't always understand everything that's going on. So we want to make sure that we're answering the questions in a certain respectful manner and, you know, trying to work through all those situations. And that is definitely, you know, that is definitely set of battle. And I think it's, you know, just have two people show up this afternoon at the sheriff's office, which is where we were, you know, we're getting several calls from that department. And so that, I think, is set of battle.
Yeah, I was asking, and the reason we have more is because they actually, when I was more into it, they said, hey, they're here, you've got a problem. And they already said, well, actually, I'm already taking care of it. So I explained that they have more because they said you'd already given the channel.
Yeah, we certainly do. Want everybody to know that we're available at any time to the candidates at our office. So, but anyway, I'm certainly glad today that I'm not asking for an increase in my consulting fee. Kind of hard to believe it's been a year since we were here and got approval last year. So your option, of course, in your contract is just to continue on at current rates, $12 per employee per month, same as last year. Hopefully, we will have a renewal for you this coming month, and we are anticipating that it will be a good renewal. Okay? So, don't think we have anything of good news to talk about at the moment. So, anyway, any questions for anybody? I would like to say that, you know, probably, you know, once we get the renewal, we will look at that and then probably visit with the judge and determine at that point whether or not, you know, if we want to, you know, put it out for bids again or to continue on. Certainly would be our goal to not make another transition if the numbers are where they need to be. You know, and we feel like we will, so. But we'll make that call, or we'll make a suggestion, and we certainly can, we'll apply for it.
That would be for coverage that begins first of the year?
That's correct.
On a calendar year?
That's correct.
Any other questions, comments, commissioners, department heads? Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you coming up here, and thank you for making those two meetings available for us.
Sure.
Tony. I'll consider a motion here to act upon this contract.
Make a motion to approve contract, Cap's Insurance.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton to renew this contract with Cap's Insurance to serve as our insurance consultant for this upcoming year. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? And there are none. Thank you. Item number 10, consider and possibly approve payment of a pauper's funeral for Sally Stevens in the amount of $950. Commissioner Field, do you have any details on this one? Do you know anything about this one?
Not a long time ago, I talked to the mom. She was home and was telling me that they did not have anything, and I told them they needed contact, whoever they could contact to come up to the paperwork.
And who were they? It appears to be signed by Eric Stevens, who must be, this is the son of Sally Stevens. So she has at least one family member here. Do we know the extent of any other family members? We don't normally, we always don't consider these, but I don't know what the extent of the family is, if there's any ability whatsoever, or if there's just not, if it just would be a hardship on the family.
I just asked them to come up here and break the work out.
Okay, well, this application indicates zero money in any bank accounts. There is a home that is owned. There's no automobile. There's no insurance. There's no social
non-military veteran. So that's all I know, fellas. I have not had a lot of requests like these. I ask them typically the same questions, and those that I've turned down have been ones that obviously had some assets but just didn't seem to be interested in parting with them. I don't know about this particular situation other than what I read on this notarized form. I'll ask for your guidance on this one.
They have a home or not a property, are they?
I don't know who owns the home here, but the applicant may be the one that owns the home. Whether or not Sally Stevens owns the home or not, I don't know. Would be worth asking about.
To my knowledge, she was in a nursing home, so I don't know what kind of nursing home facility, you know, compensate the home. And I think it means that Kenyon would Tom join. Eric is her son, Tom John is a king relative to her too.
Do you know how they're related?
How?
Do you know how they're related?
They're cousins.
Well, no, I don't like to see our funeral homes get stuck, but at the same time, I don't think that it's always the county's responsibility to pick up where family members choose not to, or where there may be other options. I simply don't know the details of this, but I'll be glad to ask some more questions if you like, or we can approve this or disapprove this now. Travel together in person.
personal car. It cost us about $75 in mileage. No other costs being requested there. Second request is from Sheriff Ingram to allow Scott Wiley, Sergeant Investigator, to attend training in Winsburg, Texas on the 26th and 27th. $30 registration, $20 worth of per diem meals, and he will send him in a county vehicle, so the total request there is $50. Sheriff Ingram requests that Craig Brown, also Sergeant Investigator, be allowed to attend basic criminal investigations course in Kilgore. That will be a week of the 14th through the 18th of October. It's a $425 registration and $100 worth of per diem meals while that travel back and forth is going on during that week. No hotel involved, county vehicle being used, $525 total request there for Craig Brown to attend that course.
Any judge on that one? Carl, we can go that one, take it out of concert,
train
state, train money, so it might as well cost county. It's people's credit, we'll mark it. It's these called people's credit, so we can actually file the money and cost of the county.
Next request, also from Sheriff Ingram, to allow Sean Davis and Dorinda Moore to go to Frisco, Texas for intoxilizer operator training, which is mandatory for these two, to go October 28th through November the 1st. $700 registration for the two of them. $400 worth of per diem meals, looks like five times $40 for each of the two. Total cost of the hotel, $1,118. That looks like two separate hotel rooms for Sean and Dorinda, which is appropriate. County vehicle will transport them, and $2,218. State training fund is the notation on here. Same situation here.
I believe so. It's people's credit. And that, if we don't do that, let's go here. We have nobody at the midnight. We're going to talk a lot to the DWI. So it's pretty important we get this done. We have nobody. So.
Next, the final request is from County Clerk Diane Hartz. Requests at this time simply the cost of registration, $200, to attend the 119th Annual County and District Clerk's Conference. That will not be until June, but in order to get good rates, she wants to pay for the $200 registration at this time. And those are all of our travel and seminar requests.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Fields to approve those travel and seminar requests. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There is none. Item 14, approve oral and written reports.
I
by Commissioner Hockaday, and second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of approval of these reports, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There are none. Item 15, consider and possibly approve the treasurer's report.
I don't have that.
Okay, we don't have treasurer's report, because our treasurer is in the hospital, unfortunately. I think she's on the road to quick recovery, or maybe out for a few more days. Unexpected complications came up in her procedure last week, but nothing life-threatening. She's doing well, talking to her Friday. So we will, table that one. I'll make a motion by Commissioner Fields, and I'll second that. All in favor of tabling our treasurer's report until a later time, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There's none. Item 16, approve the budget amendments.
Judge, this is number 33 through 38. These are maybe year-end, or year-end accounts. The ordinary end of numbers.
No new money here?
Well, some of them involve spending more money, but I mean, the money's, it's not the unusual amounts. It's just different than what we originally budgeted. I don't go in and change those every couple of weeks. I usually wait. I'll check them after 6 months, and then I'll check them after 9 months, and then I'll check them at the end of the year.
Road materials, phone cards, what is that?
We sell those to the inmates in the jail. It's an additional revenue.
Park fund, trash pickup. Sales tax adjustment, copier expense adjustment, data processing. Juvenile border adjustments. Interest income. It all looks like cleanup interest. If you'd like to look at any of these, I'll be glad to pass them away.
I think they've seen them all.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, and second by Commissioner Hinton to approve the budget amendments. All in favor, say aye. Opposed? There's none. Item 17, sign pay orders and approve the payments. Second motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Hinton to approve and pay our bills. All in favor, say aye. All right, item number 18, closing comments, and we'll get you out of here in time for the parade. We had a 10 o'clock meeting this morning, and at that meeting, we had Leonard Rockwell, Judy Cook, all the commissioners, myself, and Chris Bashan, who serves as our guide and our architect as we discuss moving forward with our annex project. And what we were discussing was, what are we going to do with the relocation of some departments so that we can proceed with the remodel of our annex? And we currently own the Little Street building, and the original idea in that purchase was to move elections administration over to that Little Street building. We ran into some opposition there, and we tasked Chris Basham with finding a way where we could keep everybody on campus without using the Little Street building, hopefully without building another building. And Chris brought us some drawings today, and Leonard Rockwell and Judy brought up some pros and cons in his discussions, but in the end, they both agreed that they could find a way, although it wasn't their first choice. They found a way to make it work where they could both reside in the Ratliff building with a remodel and a reconfiguration of that facility. We believe that we can get elections administration as well as auto registration and taxes in the Ratliff building. And make it work and make it work well. That meant we had a building on Real Street that we didn't need currently. We didn't have an immediate need for or needs for. And the court decided that rather than selling that building, be a day when we will need that building. We've got low-cost spaces in that building, and we have a current tenant in that building, Workforce Solutions. And Workforce Solutions would like to sign a long-term lease at a favorable monthly rate. And so the court decided that we will enter into negotiations with them to finalize a long-term lease, something along the lines of 5 to 10 years with Workforce Solutions to allow them to stay there and to provide a nice income stream for us and allow us the ability to use that building if we had a need somewhere down the road. Very positive meeting. I appreciate Leonard and Judy and the way that they helped us work toward a solution today. So we will be moving forward with, I believe Friday we will be talking about having an asbestos or an environmental study done in the vacant areas here across the street with the annex before we can begin any demolition. We will be sure we're doing it right in accordance with all laws there. But we had a good 2-hour meeting this morning, and I feel like it came out with a good money-saving alternative for the county. That's all I have. Commissioner Hopple. Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Wheeler. Thank you very much for your attendance tonight. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Commissioner Hopple, second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor, say aye.